Well, I'm excited to be speaking with George Audi and Carl Jinbart. Their partner, Amar Abu Fadu, is not, he's actually in Dubai, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're from Dirk, and you guys, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So the first question I want to ask is, what does Dirk do?
So at Dirk, we develop road safety applications.
Okay.
Focusing on eliminating accidents.
Okay.
So it's software mainly to predict and prevent car accidents before they happen.
All right. And then were you guys just sitting in your family room one day and said, hey, I want to stop car accidents? Or how did this all come to be? Or where did it come from?
So this started at during my PhD at MIT.
Okay.
I was working on a big project with Ford and the US DOT. And basically the idea started there. We are collecting a lot of data from roads. And they asked me, what can we do using machine learning techniques to be able to predict dangerous situations before they happen, and develop something there. We patented it, and then a few years later, when the patent was fully issued, I decided to commercialize the idea.
Okay, so you decided, hey, I don't want to do that any stuff in the university anymore. I want to actually be the entrepreneur.
Exactly. After university, worked for a few years in the U.S. and top consulting firms focusing on transportation and aerospace. And yeah, at some point, I was back to Dubai at the time when the patent was issued. Mm. Was working with the government, and I saw that there was a lot of momentum for smart cities and intelligent transportation systems. And kind of the idea was right in there. There is the support from the government, and there's a real need to reduce accidents, especially in that region.
So I'm sure some of the listeners that are listening, is this more of an application for an autonomous vehicle, or is it more the smart cities, or is it a little bit of both, or what is it?
It's a little bit of both. The idea is, in the short term, what's nice about what you're doing is you install it on the roads, you install the kind of the intelligence on the roads, and you install devices in the cars, and you can start immediately benefiting from it. In the long run, the cars can be autonomous, and kind of the intelligence you're receiving from the infrastructure where we're putting our systems will also benefit these cars, and
okay,
they can become smarter navigating on their own.
Okay. So I know we have other things to talk about, but I'm going to ask a personal question. I'm not a big fan of traffic jams.
Yeah.
Will this at all help me with not having to deal with traffic jams?
It could help. We're focusing on safety.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a lot of other things we can do with safety.
Yeah.
I mean, the obvious one is with fewer accidents, you have less traffic jam.
Yeah.
But this is kind of one way to look at it. The other way is the fact that we actually have this intelligence and machine learning installed on roads, infrastructure. Now we understand how traffic flows, and we can not only help with safety, we can also give advice and basically reroute and do other things that can reduce
traffic. Perfect. I know safety is most important from what we talked about. I when I was preparing for this, I couldn't help but think, hey, will my traffic jams be cut down? So it's good to hear.
Yeah.
Now you guys are here from Dubai.
Yeah.
Right? So the Techstars has people coming from all over the world. Another company from Germany. You guys came here from Dubai. And from what we hear, it's great over there. What brought you here to Detroit, Michigan?
So Detroit, Michigan is Motor City. So if there's anywhere in the world where you'd want to work in automotive and that space, it would definitely be Detroit and Michigan. We're in Techstars. It's a great accelerator, great network of partners, and we're here really to leverage all that. And it's three main reasons. One is really to work with the partners and the industry leaders to kind of showcase and pilot our technology and show basically that we're beyond the POC, that we have a product.
Mm-hmm.
Two, through these pilots is maybe kind of develop partnerships for the long term in terms of technology development or business opportunities. And three, obviously, through all these discussions is really try to stress test the business model. We work in an emerging market, all the smart city sphere, autonomous vehicles, AI, this is all new also to all these large corporations. And the market is not exactly defined yet, so we're kind of trying to find our place in that whole ecosystem. And that's also quite important for us.
Well, the last thing you brought up is so interesting. And most of the time when you want to be innovative, you take a stagnant or at least a target that's still, and you find out where you're going to fit in or where you can find a niche. we're in this autonomous vehicle, emerging technology space that's always changing, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are on top of the vehicle and the technology changing in real time. We have IoT, we have smart cities all happening, and you guys, it's a moving target that you guys are figuring out how do we fit in, how do we make sense? Because I think some people on the other side of this, they don't even know exactly where this is going yet.
So, I mean, we have our assumptions.
Yeah.
We know it's coming.
Yeah.
And the matter now for us is really how can we create a business around all these new technologies that are coming. But we are pretty confident the market is going there.
Yeah.
So from our background, we worked on kind of the business side.
You're listening to Be Investable on the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Melfi, and we will be right back after a word from our sponsor.